I want to frankly, openly, and honestly talk about how we've done a good job or how we've done a bad job of bringing Chinese pop to the West. And I also want to impress upon all of you here today the importance of that soft culture, that soft power exchange, and how each of us is involved in that exchange. Soft power, a term I'm sure you're all familiar with at this point, coined by Rhodes scholar and Oxford alum Joseph Nye, is defined as the ability to attract and persuade. Shashi Tharoor called it in a recent TED Talk, the ability for a culture to tell a compelling story and to influence others to fall in love with it. I like that definition. But I want to put it in collegiate terms for all you students in the audience. The way I see it, East and West are kind of like freshman roommates. You don't know a lot about each other, but suddenly you're living together in the same room. And each one is scared that the other is going to steal its shower time or wants to party when the other one wants to study. It has the potential to be absolute hell, doesn't it? We've all had horror stories of that roommate. We've all heard about those stories. I know a lot of students here at Oxford have your own separate bedrooms. But when I was a freshman at Williams College, I was not so fortunate. You're kidding me. Woohoo! All right. Great. Well, I had a roommate, and he was that roommate. Let's just call him Frank. So Frank was my roommate, and Frank liked nothing more than to smoke weed. And he did it every day. And Frank had a 2-foot-long bong under his bed that was constantly being fired up. For those Chinese speakers in the audience, Frank would hold Yi Quan Kai on that bong every day. All right.